Do the introduction so the secretary can record who is here. Go ahead and discuss Aaron.
Aaron Petty from Pasco, so Franklin County, General Public.
Bob Gear, City of Pasco Fire Department, Franklin County Fire EMS representative.
Michelle Gerber, Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition.
Cindy Saunders from Benton County.
I'm Kyle Sullivan. I'm with the Human Services Department, and Dwayne Jameson reached out to me with requests for the EMTs today over the next meeting.
Carla Benton, Homeless Services.
Matt Rasmussen, Benton County.
BJ Olson, Franklin County.
Ryan Washburn, Benton County.
Erica Barton, Benton County Hospital Representative.
Vicki Gross, Franklin County.
Joel Chavez, Benton County.
Jason Bliss, Benton County.
Jim Raymond, Franklin County.
We have somebody that's called in.
Yeah, it's me, Angie Manarola, Franklin County.
All right. First thing we want to do is approval of minutes from the previous meeting. You had a chance to receive those. Any changes to the minutes? There are no changes. We accept the minutes with the unanimous consent. We have several people from the public here today. If you would like to make any comments, there's a wireless mics at the end there, and we could share any of those so we open up to public comments at this time. And you have another opportunity at the end of the meeting for public comment. So moving on to the next item, Matt, if you could give us an update on the RFP.
Sure. So tomorrow is the due date for the request for proposals for the Behavioral Health Recovery Center. We did receive one response today. Heard from a couple of other firms. Haven't seen anything from them, but tomorrow is the deadline. Cindy and her group prepared a round of evaluation questions. This may be a good time. Fortunately, I sent those out, and now I'm hearing that most people don't seem to be getting my emails, so there's something going on with the email group that I have to explore. So I apologize for that. It just came to my attention in about the last 20 minutes. So probably what we can do is I will fix that issue and then send those out again so that everybody can take a look at them. I thought that the list that generated was very good. It was a good way to evaluate those. I guess to me, the biggest question and the biggest concern is we want to get evaluations of these done relatively quickly because we don't want to have the selection process drag on and on. And so I think the committee ought to discuss here today and maybe come to some consensus of we want to have some additional meetings for the next 30 days or so to go over those proposals. We can certainly provide them electronically for people to look at. And we can call a meeting at any time with 24 hours notice. So that's not an issue. So I think remember kind of give some thoughts about how they would like to see those proposals be reviewed and evaluated.
Do you want to share anything about your assessment tool at all? Or?
Sure, it's a little bit difficult to explain it without you being able to see it, but essentially, Joelle and Tom Sheriff Krawski and I got together, and what we did is we went through the RFP, and there's three or four pages where it specifically says what has to be in the application from the person who's applying. And so we took each one of those sections and broke it down. This is really tiny and like a school teacher book passage. So we just took some general questions directly out of what is required, like the proposal addresses all items listed in the scope of service. And the content, the organizational information, scope of services, organization's viability, and then general requirements. So we broke it down into those six sections, and then each section has about four or five sub six areas of scoring. And then we developed a scoring template from 1 to 5, with 1 being does not meet the standards at all, and 5 being meets the standards, no questions, and then some variability in between. And so it's all just right exactly what was out of the requirements for the proposal. We did add a couple of items, such as that we thought that maybe prior to awarding a contract, we should run the disclosure of ownership through the OIG and the SAM to make sure there was no exclusions on any of the owners of the facility. So that was one thing we added. And then another one that we added that was not in there is that the provider's credentialed in the state of Washington, which is easy to check. So just some basic things like that. So we can have further discussion, I guess, after you guys see it individually in person and see how you feel about it.
So I have, for clarity purposes, so you could send out the RFPs via email. Everybody could look at those. And then the group that's developed the questionnaires, is so long as it's equal for both sides, could actually convene that part of the process and then come back to make recommendations, which might help expedite it, considering that right now you have how many?
We only have 1 right now.
There you go. Yeah.
So just a thought, if we only have one contractor out there that is applied, I know all of us want to get this thing up and off the ground and moving. Would it do any good to extend it for a brief period of time and perhaps send some more emails out to try and get some more interest so we have more than one person? And whether we do or don't, would it make sense to invite that contractor or contractors here to be able to ask them questions directly?
My recommendation would be that we do some sort of oral interview with the person. If there's only one, at least the one. If there's multiple, we have a top couple lists, but this is something I think that we probably, obviously you're going to be able to read whatever they submitted, right? I'm going to guess that based on the written responses, people are going to have questions they want to ask them, my guess. So I would suggest some sort of oral interview process that we have. Special meeting, if it can't be everybody, or maybe the larger committee wants to delegate a subgroup to do the reviews, and that's really up to you guys. That's why I want to have these discussions, try to have a plan forward for how we want to go about this. But in terms of, we could provide the electronic submittal, but we did require an electronic submittal. It's probably going to be large, so maybe link it to like a file share site, so we can just want everybody to rank them and then have an oral board review after that, and that's kind of what I'm looking for from the ranking meetings. How do you want to handle it? I think last time someone had suggested that the interview be with the whole committee, which is totally fine. It's a little harder to schedule here.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Didn't we get more letters of intent?
We received 2 letters of intent and 1 sort of informal. They never submitted an official letter, but they did ask questions. So one of the people who submitted a letter of intent later rescinded that and said that they would not be applying primarily because they do not do residential substance use. And so they wouldn't be able to provide all the services that were requested in the RFP.
So your sense is, Matt, we probably are only going to get the 1 response?
That seems likely at this point.
So, Matt, the provider that submitted the proposal, their intention is to provide all multiple care.
I can't open them until after the due date and time, so I have no real credit.
Wonder, should we reach out to the one that gave us the letter of intent but didn't file the RFP to just see if they're still intending?
So, they did contact me directly, and that's what we talked about, and their main issue was I said it does say that you have to have that, and it probably would affect your ranking, but that doesn't mean you can't submit for it, but they ultimately decided not to submit for it. So there's a lot of options, as Jason was pointing out. If we wanted to revise the revise the RFP, split the services up as an option, extend the time frame, and solicit, try to you cast a wider net. That's certainly an option. And it does seem likely to roll into the one box. And I do think it would be nice to have more than one source to choose from. But, and also, obviously, extend the time frame out.
That doesn't stop us from looking at the RFP.
No, it doesn't stop us from, well, if we review their materials, then we would issue a new, when we decided, hey, this one, we want to go wider, then we reissue the RFP. And we can do that, too. We can look at what they submit and make a decision in a couple of, in a week or so. And hey, we would like to see more, and we call together a vote or a recommendation and say that's what we'd like to do, let's reissue it.
Matt, did the company that withdrew the letter of intent indicate that if the service was split up, that they would be more inclined to?
They would be very interested in doing the crisis recovery center, the crisis stabilization unit,
Just not the SUV.
They just didn't want to do the residential SUV. They do the crisis stabilization and secure withdrawal. They just don't do the residential. So that would be a potential option, just to split those two apart. And go out for two RFPs, one for the crisis stabilization, which is wrong door facility, and the other one for the longer term residential.
If you reissued it that way, could you give a third option to submit a comprehensive proposal?
Yeah.
And still evaluate it that way, because there may be cost savings to do comprehensive.
Probably what we would do is just issue it as basically the same document. The way I would probably do it. Going to be largely the same document. We would just take out the requirement to submit for everything and allow responders to submit for portions of it and then indicate that we would award multiple contracts in that case.
That sounds like a good solution to me.
I haven't read the RFP, right. But my question is there a clause in there that says you have to take it all lock, stock, and barrel and you can't subcontract out the services?
But it said that they could subcontract out the services.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
It says they can contract out services. In this case, that particular provider said that they don't like to do that because it's not something they even have in their portfolio and weren't comfortable with. Yeah, they would have ultimately, they ended up becoming responsible for their subcontractors. They wouldn't really know how to manage. So I can certainly ask our legal team if they've been awarding, but at this point, we've only gotten one response, so we'd still have to reissue something to try to cast that net again if we want.
So I don't know. This is just a thought. Cindy, maybe you might know that. Are there, like, national websites where these RFPs can be posted just to cast a bigger net where perhaps providers from all over the U.S. might be able to see it?
I don't know about a national website, but Matt and I were talking about this a little bit, and I think it's going to be really difficult to find one provider that does both services.
Okay.
And I just think in general in our state, there's not a lot of providers that do both residential, inpatient, secure withdrawal management, and crisis. It's not something that typically goes together. I personally feel like the best solution would be for everybody to review the RFP that we got, because I think that if somebody doesn't see it, you know, later on you might regret not reviewing it. So to send it to everybody, everyone can have a chance to look at it and then maybe give a timeline of a week for feedback of if we want to gather again and look at separating it out and going for two separate bids or what the committee feels like we should do after reviewing it.
Do you have to score? If you review, do you have to score for each changer?
I would say no. Review it in the consensus and say we'd like to have more than one thing to look at, then you don't have to score that one. We just put it to the side and say we'll include it in the next round, and we would obviously have to give that contractor an opportunity to provide it.
All right. Be jealous.
Cindy, is that a motion that you're making there?
No.
The chair will entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion. I know she's going to pass out that I actually agree with that. Yeah. I'll make the motion that we.
What is the motion?
That the RFP be sent out for review, and then based on the review from the voting body, decide which direction we want to go. If we want to take it from there and send it to the committee to ask the questions to further expand on the RFP, or if we want to start the process over again.
That's a long motion.
I'm just paraphrasing.
She has the title.
What I'm going to be doing.
You can paraphrase. That's the motion, is to send the RFP out.
Does everybody understand what we're voting on? Or is actually, is there a second?
We need. I'll second.
Bob seconds that motion. Sorry, you guys. Any discussion?
So just so I'm clear, it's going to be resent to all of us for review and discussion on whether to edit or extend the period of time to respond to it.
Is it the RFQ going to be sent or the response to the RFQ? The response, okay.
Yeah. But just to clarify, sorry, but not whether we want to extend the time frame, but whether we want to reissue the RFQ and divide it.
Correct. Yes, reissue, I'm sorry.
And we can include the scoring. I think that it would be very useful, even if there's only one to score, to use that as a template to evaluate it. We can send that along with that.
Yeah. We'll put it on the same file share. We're going to discuss the file share inside here.
Any other discussion?
Hopefully the email I send out for that link will actually get to everyone. Mm-hmm.
So, BJ, are you suggesting that we review it just on the merits of the written material, the response, or do that review actually after we meet with the contractor?
That's a great question. I don't have a preference. Chair doesn't have a preference.
I would, like me, in the interest of time, I'd say if the body generally leans towards we want to see additional responses, I don't know that I would spend the time to interview the contractor. It's a waste of their time. So,
agreed. Yeah.
So I'd say at least initially we go on the written response, and if the body says, no, hey, we like this and we'd like to interview them, then that's what we do. If they say, no, we really want to cast a wider net, and that's what you have to the world first, preserve that for. I'm certain that they would want to be included in the next round. So.
Anybody online have any discussion?
I guess one, is there going to be a concern with opening that one and it becoming a public record, and then other vendors would have access to that under a PRA?
I think that's a good question.
Could you, what if it was sent to this group as a closed file that we got protected?
Once the bid is open.
Once the bid is open, it's public knowledge.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good point. But maybe the better, make it more complicated, yes. Maybe the better solution is to, if we only get the one bid, have the body make that decision at that time.
Whether we open or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, no, that's a good point. That would not be fair to that.
No.
Right.
To that vendor.
So do you want to amend your motion?
Sure, I can amend it. How did you want it amended again? I move that we amend the motion.
Actually, someone else has to amend it. You can't amend your own motion.
A quick clarifying question. Is there any kind of PRA exemption provision in under procurement, regulations that would allow for that to be opened and read absent the cost or the actual bid information?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm either.
Unless it's like attorney-client privilege information, there are very few exemptions to the Public Record Act.
Can we all read it together in executive session?
It wouldn't qualify as executive session.
Okay.
That's pretty narrow.
So, question to the chair, are we following Robert's rules?
Yes, well, attempting to.
So you're saying we close tomorrow, and if that's the only one we get, then the group decides whether or not we open it.
That's kind of, yeah, I mean, that would probably be the safest vet, and rather than open that and expose their information for everyone to see, if the consensus is, hey, we didn't, because there could be other firms that I'm not aware of that haven't contacted me that just submit, and happen all the time on the projects that we do, that you don't get questions from them, and they just show up. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could happen. And I hate to make a decision today that precluded us from taking and moving things forward because we did get a proposal that we didn't expect. So my thought is, given what Chief Gear brought up, is maybe the better course is that we see what happens tomorrow. And the deadline is 3 p.m. So before the end of the day, I can send out an email and say, we only received one proposal. Does the board want to recommend that we basically, the recommendation would be either open it and review it or reissue the RFP?
Could we make that decision today conditionally?
Yeah.
So if we make that decision today conditionally, then we can get rid of that step.
That's
so
right.
We can
do that.
For efficiency, I think that means either you're going to have more than one
or you're not.
And so you know that today.
So to do that, Sheriff Raymond, would you rescind your motion? We entertain a new motion.
You just told me I couldn't do that.
You can rescind it.
I move that I rescind my motion.
All right.
I don't know if we're quite at the new motion yet, but if I'm hearing what Brian's suggesting, it's the new motion is one of two things. It's either we open it if there's just one, and in which case it complicates things significantly if we decide we want to put it back out, or we say, if we only get one, we're deciding today that we're going to reissue it.
As two separate, with
an option for the services to be split across that contract. Right.
Yeah, you run the risk if we did open that one and then went back out of that vendor deciding not to resubmit because other people already know what he's going to bid.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Any objections to rescinding the motion? Hearing none, it's rescinded. Chair will entertain a new motion. Oh, goodness, now somebody phrase that for me, please.
I motion that if we receive no further responses on the current RFP by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, that we split the services and reissue the RFP.
We'll have to reject and then split, reject the one that we received and reissue.
I second.
Any discussion on the motion?
Does it need to include how we split the services? Or is it just carving out residential SMB? Because there's a number of services within the RFP that sure. I don't know that just splitting it is, I mean, it is, I think the discussion has been removing residential SMB from the mix of that.
What if somebody can do residential and
I would split them all and then put in there that we can pick each one based on our best benefits of the county. So that way we thought very strongly that two services need to be provided by the same company. We would pick that company for all.
I think we'd want to vote on the motion and then discuss how we put it reissued.
Any other discussion on the motion? All right, the question is, can you read that?
Jason, let's move that if no further responses are received by the RFP deadline, we begin Friday, December 9th, to reject the proposal received and reissue the RFP to allow the services to be provided separately. Sure.
Voting members in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any objections?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right.
Well, I think now we should discuss if we're going to reject and reissue, how would we like that formulated to go out again the next time?
Sure. But like I said, my proposal would be to word it such that they can submit on all or any of the proposed thing, and then that way and put it in there that we can pick based on best value.
I mean, is there also a way to include in that phrasing an invitation for the respondents to highlight how their synergy across different services. Like, we'd love to see just two, not four, right? Because from us, for a bunch of reasons. So that it's not, I mean, the language can be loose enough to allow for ad hoc kind of selections, but really, if you can do two of these or three of these, we'd love for you to tell us why the value add that comes from you having that bundle.
We could put something like a statement that says preference may be given to providers that indicate how they are able to provide multiple services and stuff like that. Right. That way they would float higher to the top of the scoring.
So the question, just to help me as the uneducated person, so as I'm looking at the RFP, help me understand what a third service model would look like if we divide more than two ways.
So there's the four specific services that were requested were the 23-hour observation, hospitalization unit, secure withdrawal management, and then residential substance.
So those would be the four that could be separately, or two, or three, or four.
Right.
Okay, great.
Now, some of those make sense to go together.
For sure. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So I'll still make a request that I'd like to see a copy of the RFP, and I'd like to see a copy of the questions by email.
And have we said, are we saying that if another bid comes in tomorrow, all this goes away?
And we open
them?
That's essentially the other option. We still have on the table, we just take a little more time. We can, for any reason, say, hey, we're going to reject these bids and reissue if we decide to do that. I think what was done here is, if we only get one, that's an automatic, let's go out again.
Yeah.
If we get two, then we'll bring them in and we'll evaluate them and make a decision.
But the one that's submitted, we shouldn't be blocked from being able to negotiate the RFP with them.
No, they would be able to resubmit. Absolutely not.
So in other words, we can say, what's it look like if you were to do A or B in this proposal and resubmit? But you can't do that unless you read it and see it.
I might have to look at that, because I think if we reject the proposal, at least on the public works contracting side, we're not allowed to.
Yeah, I don't think you could open it. The single one.
Right. That's my experience from the public work contracting. I have to see, but that's kind of where I would need to probably should open it. Then it doesn't become public work.
This is one of those things, you either want to get no bids, right, so you can go out and buy whatever you want, or you want to have two or three so you have something to choose from. When you're stuck with that one, it's a really rough spot, whether you actually open that or not.
Oh, Lord.
But there's also it's not an outright rejection, right? It's a to that bit, then no, that did submit. It's a return. We want you to come back and rebid this. You've already done all the work. This is just adding a month to your timeline.
Yeah, I think we'd be very clear that it's not because your proposal is not satisfied.
Right.
Because, we haven't read it. I mean, I think that's where we're going to end up, is we haven't opened it and read it, but we would definitely want you to resubmit. We're just trying to phrase that to them, that it's not a rejection for some non-responsive reason.
And potentially they would score higher since they could do all the services.
Potentially. Assuming that that's what they submitted.
So my request now is, Cindy, would you email me your questionnaire so I can see it and review it? And the minute you open up the RFP, I'd like an email of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fix the email issues.
Moving to the next discussion item, actually, Sheriff, we are initiating a SharePoint site, so documents like this can be uploaded to the SharePoint, and then a link to those documents can be emailed to the committee. So you want to share anything about how to get on the SharePoint?
After the last meeting, there were a few inquiries on how we could best as a community share documents without having a ton of email traffic back and forth. It becomes cumbersome and difficult to follow. Benton County utilizes Office 365, which has SharePoint. I requested our IT department set up a SharePoint site for the committee and have that active now, but wanted to have the committee have the opportunity to discuss prior to sending out the link for that. So it can really look any way that you want it to, and have as much information as you want, or not want on there. So currently I've uploaded documents for, you know, agendas, minutes, bylaws, things like that, but these types of documents can obviously be added as well. And then there's opportunity to do track changes or to show, hey, I have these suggested changes, and then it timestamps it and everybody can see everyone's comments in live time, and they're not having this to waste time doing all this back and forth and back and forth. So I do have that available, and we'll fix whatever issue we're having with our email list and then get that sent out.
So we,
and you should be able to upload documents, so you should be able to do that, or and you wouldn't have to send it to me or Matt to upload that, but we will make sure that our IT department gets the full list of committee's emails. We didn't want to have that sent out to you with no context, so we'll send that out after today's meeting.
Is it in that, is it possible to send the email to a one email address so that all the committee members get that email?
I believe they can do that.
Okay. That would be great.
I know we can do that internally in our organization. I'm not sure how that works with email addresses outside of our agency, but
so quick question on that front. So this is a SharePoint site, not a Microsoft Teams site?
Correct.
Okay. So files and document collaboration, but no real-time chat.
Correct.
Option.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, by the way, for doing it. I know we talked about this last month, and it's may not be like every single thing on my wish list, but it's a really great step. So thank you.
All right. Yes.
Just more questions about the distribution list. I mean, it sounds like information coming from the county to the general distribution list has been a challenge. Has any external partner tried to email the distribution, email folks using the distribution list? Like, or is that internal county?
We don't have a distribution link. We have each other's emails.
Right, but I got an email that actually had the
right.
The distribution link that I can paste in the two side, you know, in the two field of an email that should potentially work as a contact group.
Mm-hmm. Contact group.
Yes.
So that created a contact group called Behavioral Health Advisory Committee with
right.
everyone's email in it. But apparently something is not.
So that was my question, is it
so Carlos I get it.
Carla got it.
No,
Kelly got it.
Yeah, the only one I got was the one that said you've been added to this group.
Oh.
So I did get that one in November. But I haven't gotten anything from that distribution list.
I just checked my junk email and there was nothing from me either.
I gotta figure out what happened. Something didn't get set up right. The alternates email group is working, because that's how Carla found out the email sent out. It's Kelly, which is her alternate forward. I don't know why.
All right. So, moving on. Matt, if you could talk about the facility tour sign up.
Right. So, at the last meeting, it was requested to have a tour of the facilities. And so, what we want to do is have three separate tours because we do this as a quasi public meeting. We want to not have to have a quorum. Because of safety issues and managing traffic there, it's better just to split it up. And so we picked a couple of dates here in December, the 12th, the 19th, and the 29th. The 12th will be from 1 to 3, the 19th, 9 to 11, and the 29th, 9 to 11. And so we can have six voting members. That does not, if you have your alternate that wants to go with you, that's fine on that day because the alternate doesn't have a vote. In case the primary member is there. That also doesn't mean, you know, that non-voting members can also attend on those days. More than six people can stand, more than six voting members at a time. And so I'd like to get people to sign up for the days that they'd like to attend. Maybe if we have all 3 days, then I'll make sure we go with our facilities people. And we'll go and see the Bruno site first and probably the KGH site second. And that way everybody can get a chance to see the two facilities that we have. So the sign-up list is here. I'll probably put it down at the end of the table at the end of the meeting, or we can pass it around if everybody wants to sign up. And then we'll get those arranged and scheduled. I would suggest when you come on the tour wear
closed-toed shoes, pants. They are one, the warehouse is fairly clean. The KGH building does have some debris in it that was left over from the hospital. We're moving out, we left a lot of things, and we had vandalism and break-ins there, so there's broken glass in some areas and things. We keep trying to clean up, but it is around, so. But you don't need hard hats or vests or anything like that, so.
Then a tour for the Spokane Regional Behavioral Health Center.
So I was invited first by the lady at Spokane County who manages their program there, and then by the one of the directors at Pioneer Health Services. They invited me to go to a tour of their regional behavioral health center that they have in Spokane County. Before I scheduled that, I wanted to see if there was any interest in this group for people to go up to Spokane and do that. There's no specific day that we talked about and schedule that. After people who would like to go, we can arrange a day to go up there and see what they're operating. What they're operating is very similar to what we want to do down here. And so it'd be an opportunity to see Washington State Lung Condition. I've been to one and five and a couple of Arizona. This one's fairly close by and get opportunity to see it. So probably if you want to tell me today, or if I can get an email list working, people can email me and then we'll pick a time, probably in January. And then we'll have to look at whether the schedule is fine here, but it's not a, hey, come right now, it's an open invitation, so we can schedule at any time. I'm certain that if there was needed to be 2 days and another group wanted to go, they would happily accommodate that. It seemed very exciting to show off what they have.
I was just going to say, I've been on a tour of that facility, and I was so, so impressed with it. It was very nice and has a lot of options that I never even thought about, so I would encourage anyone to go.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know that. Hear from me on it when I get my email to work. But it sounds like a really good opportunity if you have not been to a facility like this. It's pretty very well done.
So that's the name of it, Spokane County Regional Behavioral Health Center?
That's run by Pioneer Human Services, the provider of us.
Okay.
All right, more to come on that. Probably it's up in January.
Next item is work group reports. Facility work group, did you guys meet? No, okay. Mental health work group?
We have not met.
Not met. Substance abuse?
No.
Workforce development? We kind of have a semi meeting, but.
Oh.
With the.
Yeah, I think that was before the last one.
Was that before the last one?
Yeah, it was before the last one. I can't believe it's been a month since then.
All right. Communications? You might have a short meeting today, you guys. Any public comments? Mics are open for public comment. All right, other business. The chair will entertain a motion for increasing the frequency of meetings if the committee desires to do that, to evaluate RFPs in the event we have RFPs to evaluate.
When you say increasing the frequency, I mean, it seems to me that might be best served not by adding another standing recurring meeting, but to say now we have these in hand and we got to get together for two straight days or whatever it is to make it happen, right?
Sure. The challenge with that is that we would have to wait till the next meeting to do that.
No, you can call a special meeting.
Okay. If you guys are open to me do calling a special meeting, then we can do that. All right, we'll do that. Motion is headed. Any other business?
I actually have a question. Michelle, in the last meeting, you made the comment or the statement that Franklin County representatives had toured the Welch's Grape Tour and had been a part of that decision making. Who are the names of those Franklin County members that you toured with?
Yeah,
I can't remember. We invited our entire board. Not everyone went. I know Joelle went, Jason, Cameron, did you go? I went. Jamie Carson went. I don't remember.
So there wasn't community members from Franklin County there then?
There might have been, but do you remember, does anyone remember?
I remember William Waters attended.
Did William attend?
Got to go look for the invitation.
You know, I don't have that. I invited our board.
Okay, thank you.
Any other business? Right. We're adjourning early. Yeah.